This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Maybe witch hazel and soda or something like that.
So I feel like maybe he's having some kind of aneurysm. You're supposed to check on the elderly, Adam. And
I'm trying to understand what was the diss there.
His diss was that Auntie Scott would drink so much liquor that it would cause the cruise line to go bankrupt by not. You know, but what Big Fatty fails to understand is that Auntie Scott only sails on what do you call them? The luxury cruise lines, that there is no drink package because those drinks are already, like Crystal Cruise Line and Seabourn, that the drinks were already included. I don't think you even have to buy a drink package. Unless it's like some kind of 15.
Don't they bathe in champagne or something like that on Seabourn cruises? Isn't that, yeah. I mean, it's just no water on the ship. It's all champagne flowing through the pipes.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I feel like maybe he's having some kind of aneurysm.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is App. Episode 3730 of the BFO for Monday the 23rd of May 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all gonna tell you all about my weekend at the Big Fatty. Rejuvenators, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're rejuvenators because, y'all, that's what Big Fatty is. Big Fatty, I know being retired is exhausting, and sometimes you just have to get away and just rejuvenate. I think there's lots of ways, and I think Big Fatty, we'll get into all the vulgar details, I'm sure. Oh, you better believe it.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, good to see y'all today, the 23rd of May. Y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, if I remember correctly, I think I say this every year, but I met these two at the Good Days. Y'all, it was one of the Good Days dinners. I believe it was at the Contemporarium Hotel, and I want to say the restaurant was the Wave, but I think that's changed now, but I'm not sure. Y'all used to send us some kerfuffles from time to time, and also oftentimes was on the Stick It With a Poke little show, and y'all, his husband would show up in the background and just sing and sing and sing. Oh, Big Fatty, he was moved to song. It's true. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Jimmy Bear and his husband, Steve. Big Fatty, we love Jimmy Bear and Steve, and I hope they get a big old piece of cake.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today, also on the 23rd, y'all, we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal, which goes way back, way back, y'all. This person goes back to the days of the LFC with me and old Veda. Back in the old days, y'all, I've met this person face-to-face several times. Once, I believe he stayed at the Fat Cave on a visit to Charleston, and of course he experienced the Kendrick Lamar nickname. And y'all, then another visit, he and his betrothed stayed here at the villa, and y'all, there was a proposal during the full eclipse of the sun, the total eclipse of the sun. Big Fatty, Mr. Cackle was here for that. It's true, y'all. I am talking about none other than the one and only resident historian of the BFO, unsubscribed. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Brian in Boston. Big Fatty, we love Brian in Boston, but you know, he'll never hear this. Well, you know, he'll just miss out. Well, yes, Big Fatty. So, y'all, if you see Brian in Boston, I think he's Big Blue 82 or something like that, on the 20th or the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope Heine gets him a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, it's the chicken. See, y'all, last time I spoke to you was on Wednesday when I recorded the Thursday and pre-recorded the Friday little shorts. Y'all, Wednesday night, I watched the Survivor and the Beyond the Edge. And y'all, I was pleased. I was pleased with the outcome of the culmination of the Beyond the Edge. And but y'all, it was more exciting than I thought it was gonna be, and that was good, y'all. The Survivor culminates this Wednesday night, y'all. It's a 3-hour finale. They're down to the final 5, I think, and the finale and the reunion show. It's 3 hours on Wednesday night, so y'all set your VRCs for that. let's see. Y'all, I got up on Thursday morning and did my nipple walk, and y'all packed up my valise and the special chaya, and got my shirt, and I was off. To get my hairs cut. So I went and got a fresh haircut, and y'all, then I was off to the Metropolis Inner Demon Complex, and, y'all, I don't know, I got over there about, I don't know, maybe 1:30 or 2 o'clock, something like that, got settled into my room. Yeah, I didn't have my normal room because it had already been taken. But y'all, the row of rooms that Durwood and Granny and I and all usually stay in, y'all, they'd been renovated, and y'all, they've done a nice job on them. So I was very pleased with the renovations, I don't know. Chris came by, and we had a nice little visit, and then he says, "I assume you're going to the Capri Lounge." I said, "Yes." So y'all, we went over there, and y'all, new bartenders at the Capri Lounge. They still give you your money's worth. Let's put it that way. And y'all, it was half price from 4 to 7. But y'all, I decided, because yes, be credit, because you're a cheap ass, that I was going to drink margaritas, because the Tanqueray and Tonic does not qualify. It's just what they call the well alcohol that qualifies for the half price. So, and a margarita, it was good. And, the bartender would make them, but he'd make too much. And so, y'all, I basically got two for half price. That was like two margaritas or a margarita and a half for $3.50. And, needless to say, Big Fatty had quite a few of those. Y'all, I did not get vomit drunk like the last time. It was not amateur night. Chris was, he says, I'm here to hold your hair if you get to that point. I said, thank you for calling. And anyway, y'all went back to the room, and y'all, I was going to go get me some supper, and I just said, y'all, I had stopped and gotten at the Hardee's. I wanted to try their crispy chicken sandwich. So I got that, and on the way over, and y'all, I just really wasn't hungry, and so I didn't have any supper, so as they say, the buzz was still with me, and I was watching the sports ball game on the TV machine, and I don't know, about 11:30 p.m. in the evening, y'all, I had been chatting, because you still use the grin doctor when you're at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, and I would guess he's in his mid to late 30s, and he and his boyfriend came by to see Big Fatty, and y'all, they had on their leather chaps and their harnesses and everything, and they were very interested in participating in special chaya activities as well as humpity bumpity, and y'all, we had a lovely, just a lovely three-way, and y'all, let me just tell you, I can tell a lot about this guy's boyfriend, because y'all, he evidently was very good in school, because I'm sure he was in the gifted and talented class. Big Fatty, you're vulgar. He got a gold star on Thursday night. Anyway, y'all, I'm for right. As is tradition, I got up and went to the Sunrise Cafe for my bruff, because I had the country fried steak and the scrambled eggs and the rye toast and the doctored up breakfast potatoes. y'all then came back and... what did I do? Friend of mine, y'all, you might have heard me mention his name before, Travis, who lives over in the Hatlanta, and comes to the Podcasters of America dinners at the Colonnade. Y'all, he's the one that always buys my supper for me at the Colonnade. He decided he was going to come over. He usually comes over for the floral convention. Along with Jim, number one funky homo, and he hadn't been over to the horror. Y'all, I forgot to tell you, after my bruffcus, I came back, and y'all, I went out to the cement pond. I was the only person out there, and I stayed out there from about 10:30 to almost 11:15, 11:30, somewhere in there, and y'all, it was nice and cool. I was getting a little bit of sun, but not too much. And I got in the pool. Y'all, it was chilly, but, once you get in, it feels good. So I did a little swimming and all. But anyway, Travis arrived for right afternoon, and so he and I went over to the Capri Lounge. R. Chris joined us, and y'all, we had some more cocktails, more margaritas, not as many, anyway, y'all, it was just lovely, I tell you. And Travis and I went to the poolside cafe where Little Joe, you know, he's a moving kind of slow. No, Big Fatty, that's Uncle Joe. Oh, that's right. Little Joe in his kilt was cooking supper and y'all. So we decided we were going to have a club sandwich. But y'all, they didn't have any ham. So we got extra bacon and extra turkey. I had the regular sandwich, and Travis had it as a wrap, and it came with the French fried potatoes, and y'all, we ordered an appetizer of the fried dill pickles, and y'all, we went to, and with the ranch dressing, and we dipped them in there and put them in our mouth, and we both went, y'all, they were spicy. They were spicy, but I can assure you, we ate every one of them. Y'all had to go back to the room. I turned on the Atlanta Braves, and y'all, I had to take a couple of Alka-Seltzers just because it was, I knew it was not going to end well if I didn't. But y'all had a couple of folks interested in stopping by, but it never worked out. Y'all, part of my reason for going over there is just the relaxation. And y'all got up on Saturday morning, ate at the poolside cafe. Y'all, I had the pancake brufkas, and y'all, it was two pancakes and eggs and bacon. And either grits or hash browns. Now, y'all, it wasn't the shredded hash browns. Granny would not have been happy. It was the chunked hash browns, like the breakfast potatoes. But y'all, there was so much food I couldn't eat it all. But it was delicious, delicious, I tell you. And then Saturday afternoon, back to the Capri Lounge. Y'all, we had a hard rain. Oh, no, Saturday afternoon. Y'all also met with R. Chris and one of the owners of the complex. And y'all, we were doing a little talking about maybe reviving an event that people seem to have enjoyed, but we're not revealing anything yet. But y'all, go ahead and block off MLK weekend for 2023 if you know what I mean. But anyway, I'll have to finish telling you about the rest of the weekend. But y'all, that pretty much was the start of it. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Victoria Day up there in northern Mexico, and a lovely Monday everywhere else. I got a message on the Words with Friends from Miss Beaver. Saying, oh, there might be a little package coming. And y'all, I got one from Mr. Cackle saying, oh, I'm sending a little prezzy. So y'all, maybe there'll be prezzies later this week. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And Daniel Biba, any worries on your part?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I feel like maybe he's having some kind of aneurysm.
Oh, he's having I don't know what he's having, but he's got a Speedy Gonzalez voice.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.